الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, our beloved youth and the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our topic for today, Jumu'ah, my brothers, is the micro and the macro. Micro is our beloved country, South Africa. We all know that in the past, right till 94, we had the white minority regime, the apartheid regime. And we as non-whites, whether we were Indians, coloureds, Africans, we were treated as second-class, third-class citizens. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala from 1994 gave us a democratic dispensation. And now we have so much freedom. This very masjid is a sign of that freedom. That mashallah, we have over 1,000 masajid in South Africa. We have so many darulums. We have so many media. We have so many things which Muslim countries will not have, but Almighty Allah has blessed us with. So daily, my brothers, my sisters, read 2 rakat salatu shukr and thank Almighty Allah for all these bounties that are recurring and showering upon us. But with that, we need to look at the other side of the spectrum, the other side of the coin as well. We see in the past 2-3 weeks, we saw how the country was brought back to its knees. You saw so many places complete shutdown, whether it was Newcastle, whether it was Cape Town, whether it is Johannesburg, and Durban, so many places. So why did the situation change suddenly and drastically? For me and you as Muslims, they will give their reasons as political commentators. What reason will we give as Muslims? Why has South Africa become such as we're seeing even today? Why? The answer is in the noble Quran. The beauty of the Quran, my brothers, is that the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, is our constitution for all the times, all places, all circumstances. Now see what Almighty Allah teaches us. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرِيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّا يَعْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Almighty Allah gave an example. This example is a common noun, and Almighty Allah states, these examples and parables which I mention in the Quran, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَذُرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. The people should be wondering, pondering, reflecting on these examples. So we have a town, we have a city, we have a country. So we use this ayat and apply it to South Africa. Then they were enjoying peace, tranquility, serenity, and يَعْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. So much barakah and blessing. Remember that we had everything and there was no shortage. Money had barakah, petrol was cheap, everything was good. But what did we do, primarily the Muslims? فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. The non-Muslim is called non-Muslim, kuffar, all that. Why? Because they are ungrateful to Allah. And we are guilty of kufran and ni'mat. We are unthankful, ungrateful for the bounties of Almighty Allah that are showering upon us. فَكَفَرَتْ بِعَنُمِ اللَّهِ So the residents, the citizens, whether we were born in South Africa, or whether we came from Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, or from Africa, Malawi, Ethiopia, Somalia, wherever. So cause and effect, action and reaction, amal and radda amal. So what does Almighty Allah say? You see just now, November, December, we will find the mangoes and the leeches available. So before we purchase the whole box, so we say, let me taste it. So Allah says, because you are also ungrateful, فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوءِ وَالْخَوْفِ I will give you a taste, libas, in all your provinces, in all your towns and cities. There will be jew, khawf and jew, libas al-jew wal khawf. So there will be unemployment, there will be poverty, and you see what is happening. 30, 35, 40% depending whose survey you want to accept. There they are unemployed, and you see that the crime rate, 58 people are murdered daily in South Africa. The highest murder rate in the world in a non-war area. That is the day statistics. So see the amount of poverty, the amount of unemployment, wal khawf, and the fear we live in, that we feel frightened to even walk at night from our homes to the masjid for Isha Salat. Because we do not know what will happen. Just last week, one of our India brothers, there where we are in Indonesia, was walking for Fajr, and then they asked him, where's your money? He said he doesn't have. He asked him for his cell phone, he said, I don't have. They stabbed him in his hand, and he was bleeding profusely last week. So see what fear we live in. Bima kanu yasnaun, because of your own actions. So each one of us, mere bhaiyo, hum sabko apne dilo ko tatolna hai. We all should go and do some introspection, some real reflection. Allah Jalla Wala gave me Iman and Islam. And what did I do? Am I becoming a better Muslim? Or am I retrogressing and getting worse? You can get the biggest alims. You can get the greatest awliyaullah. Nothing will change, Allah says. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ In Almighty Allah will not let the conditions that are prevailing now change until we ourselves change from within. So each one of us, we are responsible. I'm responsible for my wife, for myself, my family. You are responsible for yourself, your family. And create that environment in our houses, in our shop, wherever we are, that we want to become true Muslims, not part-time Muslims. Then we make shukr, we show gratitude to Almighty Allah. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ If you are grateful, O Muslims, then I will increase my bounties and favors. What are we doing? We take Islam for granted. We have freedom. We become part-time Muslim. Jummah, we are super Muslim. Ramadan time, we are angelic Muslims. And weekend now, the holiday is starting today. Where are we? We will go to the worst places where our women, our men, the haya, the shame, the modesty is thrown right out of the window. So how do we really expect then the mercy of Almighty Allah to come? Each one of us ask ourselves the question. Very simple. Second, my brothers, how many of us are really concerned regarding our own belief, regarding our children? Remember, whether we admit it or not, there are huge, huge challenges now in South Africa, Africa and the whole world. And what is that? We belong to the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We believe in the Quran Sharif. We believe in the Ahadith Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believe, you must remember, all the Sahaba from Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, right till the youngest and smallest Sahabi, they all are radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them. They are pleased with Almighty Allah. But you got the Qadiani, you got the Ahmadi, you got the Shia, you got the Aga Khani. Everybody is infiltrating South Africa. And all of them use two tactics. Aurat or Daulat ne is ummat ko barbaad kar diya. They will use women, they will use money, and they will then try and attract us and our youth towards their false ideology. See what is happening in South Africa. How many a person yesterday in the past few years or whenever, he would say, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Today that same person is cursing Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, our mother Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anhu. Why? Because he went to join the non-Muslim Shias. Are we really concerned about this? Our children, everyone has access to the cell phone and smartphone. And remember that they are so busy with their cell phone and their media and their websites. And our children, our youth, our people are getting caught up with this. So my brothers, it is our duty to protect our micro, our South Africa, beautiful country, wonderful country. But if we are not going to become proactive and we only become reactionaries, then remember it will be a recipe for disaster. All this what you see will just fall apart. Believe you me, I've been to many countries in the world. All what we have now can never compare with what was in Andalus, Muslim Spain. Go and study the history of Cordova. Go and study the history of Granada. What caliber of scholars they had, not one alim today living in South Africa can compare with them. Such giants they had. What huge masajid and darulums they had. Today you go, the biggest masjid in Cordova, with my own eyes I saw, is transformed into a church. When I just walked in there, myself and my wife, the police came and said, no prayer, no prayer. When you come to the first serf, it's cordoned off. The musallas are there, the mihrab is there, everything is there, but there's no musalli, there's no one to read namaz. They took everything of ours. And what can we do? You just raise your hand and the tears will roll down. Ya Allah, this is ours, and today we have to see this. The music is playing in the masjid by the choir. I saw all this with my own eyes. So protect this micro of ours. It's a beautiful country. I'm no politician, I don't belong to any party. And the government, they got a lot of problems. I criticize them openly. But what they gave us, this freedom, that we must appreciate and use it for our benefit. Take Islam to the masses. We must influence the life of others. Don't get influenced by others. That is the micro. Now come to the macro. Let's go quickly around the affected areas. Palestine. Occupied Palestine. You see, Allah ki lati be awaze. Allah's stick does not make a noise. You must remember the Israeli apartheid regime. They think that they can destroy and wipe out the Palestinians. But they forget when that mazloom and oppressed person raises his hands and he makes dua and the tears are rolling down. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اتقِ دعوة المظلوم فليس بينه وبين الله حجاب. The hadith in Musnad Ahmad. That when, beware of the bad dua. You can make it English or Urdu. Beware of the bad dua of the oppressed person. Beware of the bad dua of the oppressed person. Between him and Almighty Allah, there is no curtain, no veil. Meaning, his dua will be immediately accepted. Now they had the rerun of the elections. Netanyahu, the shaitan, he lost. Now see how Almighty Allah is humiliating them. So my brothers, inshallah, things are changing for the better. Whether it be in Gaza, whether it be in West Bank, whether it be in Al-Quds, Jerusalem. Do you know, my brothers, every day now almost, that hundreds and hundreds of Israelis and them are walking around, roaming around in Masjid al-Aqsa, with their shoes and everything on, desecrating the sanctity of our third holiest place. They come with the police, they come with the army. And everything is prepared, believe you me. If you've been there, you will see the big wall, 35 acres around. That the whole area is Masjid al-Aqsa. The structure is Aqsa in front, Qubbatu Sakhra at the back, Dome of the Rock. They say openly that Qubbatu Sakhra, Dome of the Rock, they're going to demolish it, Allah forbid, and replace it with Haikal-e Suleimani, the Temple of Solomon. Where is the Muslim Ummah? Where are our governments? Everybody remains silent. Go to India, Kashmir. What a sad story. The only province in India that has a Muslim majority. The Modi government, Shaitani government came and they removed their special status. They want to change the demographics of it. And now they're telling the Hindus and Mushriks, you move in there. And now our biggest masajid in Kashmir, the Jummah Masjid, today Jummah Salat is finished there. They're 3.5 hours ahead of us in India, 3 hours ahead in Pakistan. So you see what happens there? That our biggest masajid, the Jummah Masjid, Eid Day, Eidul Adha, closed. Jummah time closed. And they pick up any one of our Muslim because he got the beard. Pick up any one of our women. And then Allah forbid, Allah forbid. They are gang raped by these same shaitans. But where is the ummah? The ummah today is doing business. The ummah today is watching Bollywood films. The ummah today is supporting the Indian cricket team. So hamare haya ko kya hua? Hum itne beghairat aur behaya ho gaye? We lost our sense of direction. Where is our moral compass? I ask you, my brothers. The people who rape our mothers and sisters and we support them. So my brothers, think properly. Halat, conditions come from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Everyone is united. See, I'm taking you. Jews, you can see what they are doing in occupied Palestine. Hindus, the Mushrikeen there in India, see what they are doing there to our people in Kashmir and even other parts of India. Don't think it's confined only to Kashmir. Third one, go to Burma and see our Rohingya Muslims. United Nations report, the most oppressed people on the face of this earth are the Muslims of Burma, the Muslims of Myanmar, Burma was the old name, and the Rohingya Muslims. So you see, they are stateless, they stripped them of everything, their houses are gone, their families are now, you must remember, divided, and they don't even have an ID or a passport, anything. Don't worry, the listeners, I'm still alive. In case you think something wrong with your radio, I was just drinking water. I'm still alive, don't worry. Alive and live on the radio. So anyway, my brothers, sisters in Islam, that side you have the Buddhists. They tell the world they are so peaceful. Is this peacefulness? Where you gang rape our women? Where you steal the land of the Muslim? You burn their homes? And the Ummah is silent. That is the crime of the collective Ummah. We don't speak about it. We don't do anything about it. We cry when the India team loses. Did we cry any time for Burma? Did we cry for Palestine? Did we cry for Kashmir? Kabhi aansu nikalaye? That is the question we need to ask ourselves. Allah Ta'ala will not change things until we change ourselves. The Christians, so what they are doing in Afghanistan? What they are doing there, you must remember, in Iraq, is the Christian armies, coalition armies. Where is our daughter, our sister, Dr. Afia? A lady who was one of the most intelligent people in the world. And you see, incarcerated there in America. And whole day they speak of human rights and democracy. So each one of us, my brothers, take the global view and see. Who are our enemies? Who are our enemies? That also we don't know. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is showing us. Two lessons take, my brothers. What is our kalima? La ilaha illallah. Our kalima, our formula, a person walks in now and says he want to become Muslim. We explain to him, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. We'll tell him he must utter after us and pronounce, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. So our kalima is showing us La ilaha. We have to negate everything that is false. Negate all that. Refute all that. See what Quran says after Ayatul Kursi. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ إِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْأُرْوَةِ الْهُثْقَى لَنْ فِصَامَ لَهَا. Whosoever rejects the taghut, we have to reject all these systems. Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, capitalism, socialism, all these isms, we have to reject it. We must have nothing to do with it. وَيُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ. Believe in Almighty Allah. Believe in all the articles of faith in Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When our belief is correct, فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْأُرْوَةِ الْهُسْقَى. Then you have held on firmly to the rope of Allah. And once we hold on firmly to the rope of Allah, لَنْ فِصَامَ لَهَا. Allah's rope will never snap off. In Urdu it sounds very beautiful. Allah ki rassi toot nahi sakti. Allah ki rassi choot sakti. The rope of Allah will never snap. But me and you, we release our grip. And then the Deenul Islam, slowly, slowly, the teaching of Islam are gradually eroded. And you see our houses now, there's hardly any Islam left. So that is the lesson we have to learn. We don't even know who our enemies are. We think that they are our friends. The Shias, do you know what they are doing now currently in Syria, in Idlib? So the government there is Bashar Assad, 100% kafir, non-Muslim. They are Alawi, and the one of the worst type of Shia you can think of. In Iran, they are Isna Ashariya, they are the 12 verse. They also out of the fall of Islam. So you must understand that these people, their aim is always to finish up the Sunnis. Look at the worldwide view. Iran is theirs. Iraq is theirs. Lebanon is theirs. Syria is theirs. Next stop, Yemen. And it seems they're winning the war in Yemen. Khomeini said in those days already, we want control of the Haramain Sharifain. So that is how they're coming around, that they want to take over the whole Haram. I just translated the khutbah now from our brother Ibrahim Asmar's place here, that Itumuleng or whatever the place is. The khutbah of the Imam, Sheikh Faisal Ghazawi, was the same thing. He said, we as Muslims must know who the Mufsideen are. The people who want to snatch our Iman. The people who want to occupy the Haramain Sharifain. We don't read our history. We don't read what Islam teaches us. The Shias, listen carefully to what I'm saying. The Shias in the year 317, after Hijrah, there was a group of Shia called the Karamita. When they realized their power is waning and they're going to lose everything, do you know what they did? It is the 8th of Zilhijjah. The year is 317. And it is the day the Hujjaj will leave Makkah and go to Mina, Yawm al-Tarwiyah, the first day of Hajj, and next day will be Yawm Arafah. The year 317, the date 8th of Zilhijjah. These Karamita, non-Muslims, go to the Hajr-e-Aswad and they take it out and they stole the Hajr-e-Aswad. For 22 years, my brothers and sisters, there was no Hajr-e-Aswad black stone by the Baytullah Kaaba Musharraf. Then they took it there to Bahrain, and Bahrain also in majority Shia today also. They took it there, and then after 22 years, the Muslims recovered it, but how? It was smashed to pieces. Me and you, if we get an opportunity to kiss the Hajr-e-Aswad, we just kiss anywhere. You must look properly, you will see it's 8 pearls, 8 stones. And it is pieces. They smash the Hajr-e-Aswad to pieces. These are the Karamita, the Shia, well documented. When they did that, they killed and murdered 30,000 of our people in the Haram Sharif and dumped them in Zamzam and any other place they could find. This is what they did. But today, our Muslims, our organizations, they invite these Kafir Shias to our country and they will tell you, oh youth, that these Maulvis are just talking stories, don't worry about them. That's why on air, I have to be careful whatever I speak. I cannot speak if I don't have evidence. So I will challenge the Shias in Muharram on Ashura. They tell me who murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. I proved it to them from their own kitabs. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu cursed them in Karbala before his martyrdom. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's son, Hazrat Zainul Abideen, cursed them and said, فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي, you're not part of this ummah. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu's daughter, Fatima Sughra, the younger Fatima, his mother is Fatima Kubra, the senior Fatima, she cursed them. So my brothers, know your enemy and expose them. and protect the belief of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and influence the lives of others. Each one of us become an ambassador of Islam. May Almighty Allah protect our masajid. May Almighty Allah protect our iman and Islam and protect the Haramain Sharifain and Majlul Aqsa. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.